For years and years, vet practices have been privately owned, so farmers would have gone to their vet, got their antibiotics and not had any hassle with it. But recently what's happened is that corporate bodies have been allowed to lease vet practices, and it's become quite a big thing in the UK, but it's only recently been introduced into Ireland. So for Donegal Animal Hospital, they leased their practice to a corporate body called Independent Veterinary Care, IVC. And what seems to have happened is that the corporate body have closed down the vets last Thursday. And now farmers have essentially been left without veterinary care. And there have been reports of huge animal welfare issues in the county. So Veterinary Ireland, the body representing vets, has called now for that immediate investigation.
And as you say, there are reports that distressed animals have been left without any care.
Yeah, and that's very serious and it's very concerning. So farmers were given, a notification was put on the door of the vet practice listing a number of alternative practices that farmers could contact. But I spoke to a couple of farmers and they had rang all the practices, and the practices just weren't willing to go to certain parts of West Donegal because it was just too far for them. They said that it didn't make financial sense. And I did hear a report of a farmer who had a difficulty with a cow calving, and the only vet who would come was one of the ones who was attached to the practice that had been closed. So, you know, it's a very serious matter when farmers and animals are left without veterinary care, especially in remote and rural areas. And that's something that the corporate body just doesn't seem to have understood.